TED Talks are recorded live at the TED Conference and partner events. This episode features singer-songwriter Dawn Landis. This talk needs powerful visuals. Download the video at TED.com. Here's Dawn Landis.
In June of 1998, Tory Merton McClure left Nag's Head, North Carolina for France. That's her boat, the American Pearl. It was 23 feet long and just 6 feet across at its widest point. The deck was the size of a cargo bed of a Ford F-150 pickup truck. Tori and her friends built it by hand, and it weighed about 1,800 pounds. Her plan was to row it alone across the Atlantic Ocean. No motor, no sail, something no woman and no American had ever done before. This would be her route, over 3,600 miles across the open North Atlantic Ocean. Professionally, Tori worked as a project administrator for the city of Louisville, Kentucky, her hometown. But her real passion was exploring. This was not her first big expedition. Several years earlier, she had become the first woman to ski to the South Pole. She was an accomplished rower in college, even competed for a spot on the 1992 U.S. Olympic team, but this was different.
Hi, it's Sunday, July 5th, sector time, 9 a.m.
Tori made these videos as she rode. This is her 21st day at sea. At this point, she'd covered over 1,000 miles, had had no radio contact in more than 2 weeks following a storm that disabled all her long-range communication systems just 5 days in. Most days look like this. At this point, she'd rowed over 200,000 strokes, fighting the current and the wind. Some days, she traveled as little as 15 feet. Yeah. And as frustrating as those days were, other days were like this.
And I want to show you my little friends.
She saw fish, dolphins, whales, sharks, and even some sea turtles. After 2 weeks with no human contact, Tori was able to contact a local cargo ship via VHF radio.
Do you guys have a weather report? Over.
She's pretty happy to talk to another human at this point.
So, weather report says nothing dramatic is going to happen soon.
What the weather report didn't tell her that she was rowing right into the path of Hurricane Danielle and the worst hurricane season on record in the North Atlantic. After nearly 3 months at sea, she'd covered over 3,000 miles. She was two-thirds of the way there. But in the storm, the waves were the size of a seven-story building. Her boat kept capsizing. Some of them were pitch pole capsizes, flipping her end over end, and rowing became impossible.
6:30 a.m. Something big and bad and ugly. Two capsizes, and last capsize. I took the rib off the top of my ceiling with my back. They've gone ahead about six capsizes now. The last one was a pitch pole. And the Argus beacon with me, I would set up the distress signal, but quite frankly, I don't think you'd ever be able to find this little boat. It's so far underwater right now, the only part that's showing pretty much is the cabin. So, about 10 a.m. Lost track of the number of capsizes. I seem to capsize about every 15 minutes. I think I may have broken my left arm. The wave is tearing the boat to shreds. Keep praying. I'm not sure I'm going to make it through it.
Tori set off her distress beacon and was rescued by a passing container ship. They found her abandoned boat 2 months later, adrift near France. I read about it in the newspaper. In 1998, I was a high school student living in Louisville, Kentucky. Now, I live in New York City. I'm a songwriter. And her bravery stuck with me, and I'm adapting her story into a musical called Row. When Tori returned home, she was feeling disheartened. She was broke. She's having a hard time making the transition back into civilization. In this scene, she sits at home. The phone is ringing, her friends are calling, but she doesn't know how to talk to them. She sings this song. It's called Dear Heart. When I was dreaming, I took my body to beautiful places I'd never been. I saw Gibraltar and stars of Kentucky burned in the moonlight, making me smile. When I awoke here, the sky was so cloudy. I walked to a party where people I know try hard to know me and ask where I've been, but I can't explain what I've seen to them. Rock me and throw me light as a child. But now I'm so heavy, nothing consoles me. My mind floats like driftwood, wayward and wild. Fall off the map, but don't fall apart. Ooh. Eventually, Tori starts to get her feet under her. She starts hanging out with her friends again. She meets a guy and falls in love for the first time. She gets a new job, working for another Louisville native, Muhammad Ali. One day, at lunch with her new boss, Tori shares the news that two other women are setting out to row across the mid-Atlantic to do something that she almost died trying to do. His response was classic Ali. You don't want to go through life as the woman who almost rowed across the ocean. He was right. Tori rebuilt the American Pearl, and in December of 1999, she did it. Thank you.
That was Dawn Landis, recorded at TED 2015 in Vancouver, British Columbia, March 2015. For more information on TED, visit TED.com.